The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
People are losing over 100 hours of sleep a year. Personal tension, squabbles, fallouts, all of that blamed as one of the main things keeping people awake. But then, of course, there's worrying over work and concerns over having money saved for a rainy day, just having money coming up to Christmas, also blamed for many restless nights. So throw a pandemic into the mix and many people are suffering with unusual sleeping patterns or disrupted sleep. And there is no better person to give you advice on that than a lady by the name of Lucy Wolfe. She's a sleep consultant. She's an old friend. She joins us now. Hi, Lucy.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Still standing, still swinging, still haven't been phoned out.
Oh, it's lovely to hear your voice.
You know, people are going to go, two Cork people having to love in. Let's move on.
Yes.
Is your business booming at the moment? Sadly, are you finding more and more people are suffering from sleep deprivation or sleep disruption?
Well, as you know, I work with families of young children, and it is an overriding issue always that parents struggle with their children's sleep. And obviously, people in general, obviously, depending on what study you read, a third of the world reports reportedly sleep deprived. And certainly since March, obviously, we're seeing lots of different presentations with people.
What has the pandemic done, Lucy? What kind of a spanner has that thrown in the works?
Well, I think, let's say, from a children's point of view, what I have found, we've had highs and lows. So we've had great opportunities for families who were in lockdown and not in daycare and working from home to have an opportunity to have lots of connection and also to work on their sleep without huge interruption. So that's wonderful. But then we have the other side of that is that we have lots of new parents that have been taken away from their support networks. And that's obviously completely challenging. And this is obviously a continuing theme. And then, of course, we have adults who are reporting issues because their routines are thrown out, and then add on top of that the anxiety that comes from everything that's going on and the added stresses of financial worries, businesses. So we're seeing that. And I guess I'm also seeing with older children a lot of separation anxiety or just anxiety in general, especially when we went back to school.
Now, obviously the year's been hugely disrupted for huge swathes of the population this year. We were beginning to get back to normal and get back to our routines. Now they're out of kilter again. So you know what that thing about bad habits are so weak you don't actually feel them until you try and break them, and then they're too strong. You know, if we did it once, we kind of got out of our routine. We're getting back on track. Now we're relapsing. Is that going to cement the bad habits of before, or is it a fresh set of bad habits?
No, I don't ever really feel that we talk about having bad habits per se, because I think in the main what we're doing is survival strategies for a lot of us to get through, you know, challenging situations. But I always think there's room for improvement. And, you know, the clocks went back this weekend. So lots of adults gained an hour, lots of parents lost more than an hour. And I suppose it's a good opportunity, though, to recalibrate and just put in place what we might call your good sleep hygiene, and just remind ourselves of the things that help without putting too much emphasis on it. So just as small things like having a regular wake time, you know, starting the day with a relaxed tone, because that sets the tone for bedtime, and, you know, taking advantage of light and also taking advantage now of the darker evenings, because that helps initiate sleep as well. And so, of course, for parents this week trying to get back on track with their early risers, so especially parents who maybe had children that were waking at 5 and now that's been 4 for the last couple of days, it's just trying to kind of get that element back on track. So what I even say, let's say from tomorrow morning onwards, to try to treat any waking before 6 a.m. kind of new time as as night time, and then start to get the day back on track, which also means getting your bedtime, your regular bedtime, back on track as well.
Traditionally, is this week a double whammy, Lucy? Because you know, people think, oh well, I've got an extra hour, and then of course they're on midterm as well, so yeah, I'll stay up a little later because I have the extra hour.
Yeah, it can be, especially if our routines are, you know, not as they are last week. So, you know, for our children that are not in school, and if the parents aren't getting up to go out to work and maybe have a little bit more flexibility. So again, to try and avoid any issues next week, I would definitely try as best as you can to keep, I'd still be flexible and you know your own household, but that you don't, you're not too flexible that it's really difficult for everyone to try and get them back on track next week. So that just means, you know, having your naps, if they're appropriate for your child's age group, this week now back in line with the way they were last week, bringing forward your bedtime again. So it lines up with the time on the clock, the same as it was last week. So don't let the time change, you know, try and do anything for you, as in don't let it try and give you a later bedtime necessarily, or a late, it's never going to give you a later wake time. But like, we just really by the end of this week, because it'll take until the end of the week for all of us to kind of feel like we're back on track. Just to kind of be, just to keep moving things along. So again, just going back to parents, because they're obviously, they struggle the most because the young child's sleep gets affected. And just to, let's say this week, making sure that naps move back to after 9 a.m. Because obviously if we've had an early waking over the course of the last couple of mornings, the inclination is to have naps around the 8 a.m. mark. But again, parents will know what I'm talking about here, about how we try and move it then closer to 9 o'clock again one more time.
Just very quickly, Lucy, you know, our children and our family routines, we can reset those. But there is also this current lockdown. And there are people who barely made it through the first one in terms of their businesses. Yeah. They were beginning to get their noses up over the water. Now they're back in it again. And I'm sure there are hundreds, possibly thousands of people having sleepless nights about, is the business going to survive? Probably not. What are they going to do? What's the new year going to be like? They're terrified out of their minds. I don't know whether you feel qualified to answer how they could address their sleep problems, but if you do, off you go.
Well, you see, I suppose I can give you some basic strategies, but it's never to diminish, let's say, the issue that, are, you know, stress and anxiety make up maybe 40% of the challenges that adults have with their sleep. And sometimes, you know, somebody might, like me, saying, look, let's start, you know, having a bedtime routine. Let's start journaling. Let's having a kindness to ourselves, making sure that we're not exercising too close to sleep time. These things all are helpful.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I obviously appreciate that they can feel a little bit weak in the face of the challenges that a lot of people will be experiencing. So what I will also say is that, you know, there are supports out there. And again, it's, and this is not new information, but a lot of the time it's about talking through the issues that you're experiencing, what's coming up for you, finding a safe place or space to talk with somebody to try and help you untangle that negativity that's arising for you. And again, I know that's really difficult, but again, it's just trying to maybe to work through.
I wasn't sure whether it was a question I should put to you or not. And I suppose the one thing you say to people like that is that, look, you are not on your own in that. In fact, this is a very crowded boat. There is a lot of people going through exactly the same thing, and a lot of people will want to talk about it, and there are lots of places that you can do that. Lucy, thank you so much for talking to us and joining us here on The Hard Shoulder. That's Lucy Wolfe, a sleep consultant.